One needs to talk with the LNA commander Haftar if one wants to unify the Libyan army and the Libyan national army. If one wants to talk about security in the south, one needs to take into account that the only one military forces present in southern Libya belong to Haftar's Libyan national army. So I would say, while Haftar is currently pretty much outside of the political discussion about the way ahead for Libya, it is really understandable that Kubis and Arkoni include him into any efforts about these two issues, about the reunification and security in the south. They are aware that he has the loyalty of the LNA. But for regarding his future, I don't see a political role for him under the current circumstances. I would also say it is rather unlikely that Haftar will run for presidency in the December elections. He would certainly not be a unifying figure, but a unifying figure is exactly what Libya needs right now.
With the complicated situation in Libya right now, what are the prospects of achieving the goal of holding elections on time, leading to some sort of a peaceful settlement for the conflict?
The elections scheduled for December are probably not a very good option, but I don't see a better one. So the elections should be for another interim government, as there is no way to get a broadly accepted constitution in place before. It is not even realistic to re-implement the former, the old one, Libyan constitution, as this would also take some time. The electoral law should reflect all this. And it is key to motivate as many Libyans as possible to register for the elections and to go to vote. The recent participation in the local elections was way below 20%, and this does not really give a democratic legitimacy for the outcome. Widespread election fraud is the place during these local elections. So international supervision, maybe including something like remote cameras, would be required. It is necessary to remember that the 2014 elections were one of the main triggers of the subsequent civil war, and this always must be kept in mind. The risk of a new war is even before December still here. And I would say the only way to prevent such a new escalation and to open also the coastal road, which is still closed, although there were many promises, is a real consolidation of the ceasefire by establishing an efficient UN monitoring mission. Although there is already a UN resolution mandating a first footprint of such a mission, there is not much movement on the ground.